All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. See, in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today is Tuesday, January 10th, and there's a lot going on. See, yesterday started as a bullish day, but then comments from the Atlanta Fed President Bostich sent the markets lower. Today, Powell is speaking, so let's see how the markets react to his speech. But also, most importantly, what's happening with our positions and how we are trading these markets. That's what we're going to talk about today. By the way, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are definitely in the right place. And with that, let's jump over and see of what's happening yesterday. I mean, geez, what a day.
It was, Marcus. You see the spike there, that break to the upside, which was nice after being in a tight little range there for about 2 weeks. So a nice little spike there. But the daily chart doesn't tell the whole story. If you go to a 5-minute chart, you see that there was a lot of movement taking place.
Yeah, basically in all three indices, we opened higher and then marched higher out of the gate. Yesterday in the stock market update, we were talking about it, up, up and away. But then in the afternoon, markets turned around. I mean, to the fact that the S&P and the Dow finished negative for the day, the NASDAQ was able to hold on to some gains, even though just some slim gains. So, I mean, what's driving the markets lower now? I mean, what was happening there?
Well, once again, it's all about the Fed. and you mentioned it. There were some Fed members that made comments yesterday in the afternoon. And that seemed to scare the markets a little bit.
Yeah, it was the Fed president from Atlanta, Bostich, who made some comments. He's not a voting member, but he said, when being asked, so how long will the Fed keep rates above 5%? He said, three words, a long time. And that kind of spooked the markets, especially since today we had Powell speaking. And this is where we thought, okay, what will Powell say? And we had two Fed members. I think the other one was the New York Fed president. Can't remember. But we had two speaking yesterday with very, very hawkish comments, basically saying, oh, no. We're not out of the woods. And this is where everybody looked at Powell this morning, because he is in Europe. I believe that he is at a conference in Sweden. Is that
yep.
right? Yep. Yep. In Sweden. And he was talking at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Europe, which was 9 o'clock for us here in the US, 9 o'clock Eastern time. And what did he say?
Yeah, well, you know, the concern here is the Fed has different tools that they could use to help combat inflation and also stimulate the economy, which would help with jobs. That right now is not their focus. But realistically, the two easiest things for them to do, which has the most impact, is raising rates, but also keeping them elevated. And that's, I think, the key right now. And that's what also scared the markets a little bit, because it's easier to keep them elevated once they've been raised, right? So just how long they stay elevated now is a wild card. Traders were looking for some information from Powell with his comments today at 9 Eastern time. But to be honest, it was really a much ado about nothing.
Yeah, you know? If you look at the E-mini NASDAQ, right around this time, it seems that initially there was actually a positive reaction. And this is because he didn't really say anything new.
Yeah.
So he said, we need to tackle inflation. And I mean, the conference that he's speaking is about political independence of central banks around the world. So that's why we all knew it wasn't really the appropriate forum to mention anything. But this is where traders were looking for tea leaves in the tea. And
sure.
Okay. Is he mentioning anything? And he basically didn't. And this is where kind of no news seems to be good news, because right after his speech, markets moved a little bit higher.
Yeah. And I mean, here's a quote I think that just kind of sums it up. He said, price stability is the bedrock of a healthy economy and provides the public with measurable benefits over time. But restoring price stability when inflation is high can require measures that are not popular in the short term as we raise interest rates to slow the economy. No duh.
Yeah, like, and if you look back at a daily chart of the S&P, that's basically what he said. Was it here in September? Right. I mean, during Jackson Hole, this where he basically said, there will be some pain. So nothing new, which for the market kind of means that, hey, that's good. But I mean, overall, if you look at a 5-minute chart, ever since we opened, we're just diddling along right now. Market are looking for some impulses, and there's nothing today on the economic calendar. So if you go to PowerX Optimizer, check the economic calendar. We had Powell speaking. We had a few yellow flag reports, but they didn't really move the markets. And the next big one will be on Thursday with the CPI data.
And this is important. The CPI data, you have CPI, PPI, the PCE price index, but CPI is definitely going to be something that could potentially move the market. We'll have to see what the markets do. And then Friday too, also a busy day.
Yeah. So honestly, right now it's all about technical levels. Because if you look at the S&P, and right now the important technical level, short term here, is the 3900 level, because we have been stuck in this range between 3800 and 3900 for the past few weeks. And the question is, can we break above 3900? And if you look at closing prices, it seems that no, because even yesterday, looking at the closing price, we were going below the 3900 level. And right now we see for the S&P, that's really the battle. I'm honestly a bit surprised that we don't see a stronger move today after Powell basically said nothing, because can the markets remain quiet for 3 days in a row until Thursday? I highly doubt this. I mean, traders are not that patient.
Well, we only need 2 days, but to your point, I agree. It, you know, sometimes it's not necessarily the good or bad news in the statement, but if there isn't anything concerning, or there's that release where now that news is out, then you could get the markets moving. And I agree. I thought we'd get a little bit of a drift once there really wasn't anything significant that Powell said.
Yeah. So right now the focus is more on individual stocks. And I mean, yesterday Tesla had a great day. So yesterday Tesla was up more than 6%, because this is where at some point people start buying again. And as we are getting close to the 100 level, it seems that some traders think that Tesla is a buy again.
Could be.
Yeah, but it wasn't only Tesla. It was also other stocks that have been beaten up, like Nvidia yesterday had a great day, more than 6%. AMD yesterday, a great day, more than 6%. So, I mean, all over, there was some buying interest yesterday, but today it seems to be lacking.
Yeah, coin, another one to take a look at. News today. They announced that they plan on cutting another 20% of their workforce.
Right, and right now, that's good. And I mean, that's also overall good for what the Fed wants to do. The Fed wants to slow down the economy, specifically the labor market. So we also heard from Goldman Sachs that they are cutting jobs. I think 8% of their workforce, or 6%, 3,200 jobs. And we already heard last week from Amazon and who else? Salesforce, right? And that's kind of going in the right direction. I mean, as bad as it is for the people who are affected, that's exactly what the Fed wants to do, slowing down the jobs
Absolutely.
Market.
Absolutely.
So therefore, jobs cuts, people like it right now, and this is driving this morning Coinbase higher 4%. So I mean, looking at what traders are expecting from the Fed right now, I mean, it's back to almost 80% probability that in a few weeks, on its February 1st meeting, the Fed will raise interest rates only by 0.25%. And I mean, this is a few days ago, we were, or I think this was like a month ago and a week ago, we were at a much different probability here. But right now, it seems that everybody believes it's going in the right direction, but Thursday, everything can change.
Yeah, and it was after private payrolls less than a week ago, Marcus, when you had that shift where it was almost 50-50. I think it went 55-45 in the morning because traders were concerned about jobs.
Right.
But right now, and honestly, I think that the quarter point hike, that I think, well, it's already priced in because that's what the probabilities say. But that's what I would expect with some strong wording from the Fed saying that they will stay the course.
Right. And this, we're talking about staying the course. If you look at the probabilities for the remainder of the year, right now, traders again betting against the Fed, where they say, well, it might actually be in the February and March meeting. We have two more quarter points that they're raising interest rates. And then they might start cutting interest rates as soon as end of the year.
And this is where
that. I think this is where right now traders are a little bit too optimistic in factoring this in.
Yeah, again, because, you know, at least in my opinion, they could keep rates high. Like, that's the thing that they could slow down, like just sit on, right? So we'll have to see.
We'll see. Let's take a look at our positions here and let's see what's happening. So I'm going to zoom out a little bit that we can see it better. And so CTRA, we are right now looking to sell calls against our existing position. And this morning, it seemed that CTRA was moving higher. Right now, just hanging in the air around 2460, 2470. We need to move probably above 25 so that we can sell calls. We got assigned at 26. So that's our position here right now. So yesterday, almost there, not quite. We were watching it. So here we probably have to wait another day or two.
Crude oil flat too, because you're going to have that correlation. It's energy and gas play also has nice dividends. Crude oil trading at 74.69 right now. So without a big spike in crude oil or move higher, I'm happy with it. It would be nice to sell calls up.
Yeah. DHR, I mean, this was a quick trade. I mean, I entered the trade on Friday where I sold the 232.50 put. And this morning, DHR, a huge move up 4%. So I was able to close this trade after just being in this trade for a few days at 90% of the max profits. And so I'm already out of this one. That was a very quick trade.
Yeah, nice pickup there.
All right. Google, the Googles. I mean, starting lower, pushing higher right now, turning positive for the day. We shall see. It seems that there is some support somewhere around 83, 84. Not yet in call selling territory, but we'll see if Google can break above 92. I think this will be the line in the sand.
Yeah, a nice reversal here. I'd say that it looks like there's support at 86. And that's fine. Let's get a nice reversal back up towards 100 sell calls and have some fun with this one.
Yeah. NVIDIA. So yesterday I was able to sell calls. So my cost basis is at 160.91. I was able to sell calls at 165. And this was perfect. And we talked about it. Yesterday was the day to sell calls. And so right now they are already profitable and we'll see what happens with them. I have an order in the market to buy them back at 90% of max profits. And right now NVIDIA is just hanging in there.
Yeah. Glad you were able to sell some calls on this.
Yeah. So right now, really, the next in line will probably be CTRA to sell calls against.
I think so.
All right, quick look back here at the markets. By the way, let us know if this is helpful as we are going through our positions and what exactly we are doing. If it is helpful to show you what happened here with DHR. If it is, click on like. Really appreciate it. And then let's see what is happening right now. What can we expect on a day like this? I mean, this is a diddling around day, Mark. What do we do here?
You know, just as a simple rule of thumb, we're selling puts on down days, we're selling calls on up days on positions that we own. And when you have a diddle, there usually isn't a whole lot. So I don't want to force anything. For me, that's a day to keep an eye on things, monitor things, but not get carried away, especially when you have some news coming out at the end of the week. Now, there was a maybe, Marcus. We had CVS pop up. I decided not to take it, and you were had the same feelings about this one. But I think it was a solid maybe.
That's a really good one here, because right now we would be able to sell the 89 puts. And the reason why CVS popped up today is because it is down after there were some rumors that they're taking over. Can't remember what company. And that's what we often see, right? During a merger, the company that is buying the other company is at first moving lower, and the company that is being bought is usually moving higher here. So overall, this is not bad at all. Also looking at the fundamentals, right? So we have a P/E ratio of 38. It's a little bit on the high side. We like to have a P/E ratio below 50, so it's still within our parameters. Nice dividend yield of 2.66%. We see that the last quarters were all profitable except the very last one, but annually, they are still growing. CVS is still growing, and we know that the profit margins are slim with 2.7%, but that's retail, right? That's like Target and Macy's and Walmart. I mean, that's normal, but they have been profitable all five of the remaining of the years that we are seeing here.
2018, small loss, but nice to see it pop right back.
Right.
But it was Oak Street Health that they, there was a Bloomberg report saying that they are purchasing that company. That stock is up 36%. And like you said, Marcus, typically when the company that's doing the buying, they're down. And if traders and investors like the decision, feel it's a good strategic move, normally you see the stock bounce back. So I think it's a decent pick on a quiet day.
Exactly. So if you want to have a pick, there it is. And one of the questions that we receive is, why do we take profits at 90%? Isn't that wasting money? And we did a video around this. I'll link to the video right here. Right here. There we go. That explains more of why we like to take profits at 90% of the max profits. Take a look at this one, and then we'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.